You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking back, that probably shouldn't have been taken in the first place. Details in a minute here on BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. Alongside Joe Ostrowski, I'm Chris Mack. We will go off the board in just a moment. Power rankings, top of the hour. Some of our favorite draft cliches, whether it's stuff that gets spouted during the draft, stuff that you hear or read leading up to the draft, and all of those heavily cliched scouting profiles, it's all on the board. We'll power rank it in just a couple of minutes. And at 10:20 Eastern, Chris Russell of Team 980 in D.C., we'll ask him, is it definitely Jaden Daniels at number two? Is there a possibility Washington goes Drake May? Doesn't sound like the possibility exists at all of them trading out of the spot, but we'll talk with Chris about that and the chaos that may ensue at 3, 4, and beyond. An hour from now, today's MLB card, including the red-hot Phillies being tripped up against the Reds last night, and Cleveland trying to stay hot, as well as the Giants taking on the skidding Mets with Blake Snell on the mound, plus the one guy from the White Sox who isn't on the list of losers goes against the Twins today. Weather could be a part of the factor in a few spots as well. Nick Friedell at 11 a.m. Eastern, Odyssey NBA Insiders. We'll get back into the game twos tonight. Some updated series prices. Most improved player was awarded yesterday as well, but breaking news, Reggie Bush is getting his 2005 Heisman Trophy back, Joe. It's been learned by Pete Thamel of ESPN. The Heisman Trust will announce this later today, the formal reinstatement of the trophy to Bush amid what they are calling, quote, enormous changes in the college football landscape. You have to say it like that if you're a member of the Heisman Trust in order to give it the sort of dignity it deserves. This is 14 years after he handed over the Heisman after it was deemed that he was ineligible beginning in 2004 because he got a bunch of stuff that players were getting from programs all the time and now are legally allowed to get from programs. Bush has issued a statement as well. Personally, I'm thrilled to reunite with my fellow Heisman winners and be a part of the storied legacy of the Heisman Trophy. Honored to return to the Heisman family. Look forward to working together with the trust to advance the values and mission of the organization. Blah, 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 blah. If this does not end with a Heisman House commercial this fall that is Reggie moving back into the house, I will be horribly, horribly disappointed and actively boo my television during a commercial break of a college football game.
Reggie Bush is a college football analyst, and this has been going on for a little while with NIL, and they still did not. So it feels like they finally caved because the biggest of names that have Heisman trophies were speaking out. Johnny Manziel, whether you like him or not, it doesn't matter. He's still a face. He's still a name. People pay attention when he's involved. He said he would not return. He would skip the ceremony. And then there are a bunch of others. Tim Brown spoke out too as well. And obviously, we know what everything that he's accomplished. So yeah, I don't know what the hell took so long. But yeah, stuff like this, I wonder how many things are going to come back where, oh, we were on the wrong side of history. You know, I Major League Baseball, so many old people, and it's a different way of thinking that even though they take money from the sports books and they promote gambling on their network, on their broadcasts, in the stadiums, I don't think they're going to welcome Pete Rose back, but times change, and I wonder if we're going to have other instances similar to this.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder if we're going to get some banners put back up around different places that were taken down. I've always thought that was silly to begin with. Oh, take your banner down. Well, we still won the championship. And as fans of that team, whether it was football or basketball, you can't erase my memories. Right, exactly.
Like when I'm in the United Center, yes. When I'm in the rafters, I will look up there and have fond memories when I see the Bulls championships hanging up there. Okay, cool. But whatever. It's not on TV. And only the people in the stadium are really looking up, and they look up for a few seconds, and then they're back to watching the game.
And let's talk about a theoretical world where, for some reason, I don't know, one of the last three titles, we'll use the Bulls as an example, one of the last three titles was taken away. Is that going to remove from your gray matter the wrinkles that were imprinted in your brain in 96, 97, and 98? Is that going to make everybody forget the flu game? No, it's not. It still happened. It's the same reason everything, none of this has mattered in the first place. Now, I understand why Reggie Bush wanted it back and wanted the recognition that comes with being recognized by the Heisman Trust, and he didn't like the way he was treated when the tide had turned and the sea change took place, and he said, hey guys, remember me? Maybe give me my trophy back? And they weren't very responsive, to be quite honest, say 2.5, 3 years ago when this started to happen. So I understand why he was upset. I understand a lot why Pete Rose is still upset. And it feels increasingly like that's not something that's going to happen until, like, not to be grim and ghoulish about this, but until Pete Rose is long gone. Someday that'll happen. Someday somebody in Major League Baseball and the Hall of Fame, they will come together and say, listen, you know, it's kind of silly that we don't have this guy in, right? And they'll come together to make it happen. It'll be far too late for Pete Rose to actually enjoy it. And look, Pete, for a lot of this time, has brought some of the criticism on himself by the way he acts, right? By the way,
yes.
But when it comes back around to it, ultimately, he belongs there. And when you're talking about righting some wrongs, I would implore the Hall of Fame to do that before it's too late. Pete's not getting any younger.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Yeah, I hate it, but that's what usually happens after they pass is when and they get a family member up there. It's idiotic. And then, yeah, they feel bad. Should they? It depends on, he says he never bet. Did you bet against the team? That's what it comes down to, right?
Yeah.
Betting for the team, you can't try harder. You're not changing your strategy. You're trying to win. I do think betting against is totally different.
And totally different. But does anybody really believe that Pete Rose ever actively bet against himself or his own team? Like,
no,
do we believe that in that guy's body there existed a non-competitive bone large enough to say, yeah, I'm not going to hustle around first on this ball into the gap, and I'm going to just backpedal into first with a single because I bet my under on total bases, which wasn't really even a thing, the kind of prop bets that we do today back then.
Right.
Because, I didn't want to be in scoring position because I had Milwaukee on the run line and we were down by two and I didn't want to blow that. No, Pete Rose wasn't that kind of dude. Pete Rose, I believe he bet on himself, yeah, and he bet on his team to win. Still wrong at the time and still something you should know better than to do. But I don't think he ever actively changed the competitive landscape of games or his own performance by betting against himself or his team.
Yeah, no, I don't think so either. Yeah, that's definitely the case. It wasn't an Alabama coach situation. Oh, this starter's going. Yes, here's your opportunity. Now try to gain the system, right? There's a big difference. So I wonder if we're going to have a number of other instances like this. The Reggie Bush thing was ridiculous, and stuff like this was happening all the time. The difference is Reggie Bush won the Heisman, and it became public.
So in a couple minutes, we're going to power rank our favorite draft cliches, whether it be stuff that executives say, GMs say around the draft, or maybe personnel guys say around the draft. Some of these I know are bouncing around. And so I'm sure we'll have some of the same ones. And people that are listening or watching, they've got the same ones bouncing around inside their head. But we were originally going to talk about off the board today our all-time favorite draft moments. And ones that induce chaos or just are entertaining to watch but have nothing to do with the actual betting of the draft are some of my favorite. Like the Aaron Rodgers green room, sitting there all night. The Laramie Tunsil gas mask has to be my favorite because it happened during the draft. And you saw for the first time, I think, the real impact of social media real time on the draft. That's my all-time favorite.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to see the highlight. Some of our listeners and viewers were not around for it. I don't remember watching it, but we're going to see it tomorrow night. Bill Tobin versus Mel Kiper with Chris Mortensen, the reporter, interviewing Bill Tobin, and he just goes off about Kiper.
A franchise quarterback to pass up a Trent Dilfer when all you have is Jim Harbaugh. Give me a break. That's why the Colts are picking second every year in the draft, not battling for the Super Bowl like other clubs in the National Football League.
Your response?
Well, we got a guy up there. Who in the hell is Mel Kiper, in a way? I mean, here's a guy that criticizes everybody, whoever they take. He's got the answers to who you should take and who you shouldn't take. In my knowledge of him, he's never ever put on a jock strap. He's never been a coach. He's never been a scout. He's never been an administrator. And all of a sudden, he's an expert. He's in our papers 2 days ago telling us who we have to take. We don't have to take anybody that Mel Kiper says we have to take. Mel Kiper has no more credentials to do what he's doing than my neighbor, and my neighbor's a postman, and he doesn't even have season tickets to the NFL.
That's an all-time classic.
Mic drop right there for Tobin. That was phenomenal. I'm going to laugh when I see it tomorrow. I'm going to. I might have to watch ESPN broadcast just for that, and then I'll flip back to the NFL Network. But yeah, it feels like when we were younger that there were so many classic moments. Like, that's the ultimate. But you think of late 90s, early 2000s. First off, uncomfortable Eli Manning looked like he had poop in his pants, holding up the Chargers jersey in the front of the stage. No, and everybody knows he didn't want to be a Charger. Like, that was awesome. Those dumbass Eagles fans booing Donovan McNabb and what McNabb ended up being for that franchise. Like, we don't get those moments. Maybe my favorite, because they're in the NFC North, the Vikings late with the pick, and two teams run up to the podium. Pass them up. That was phenomenal. And come on, Dickatize. Dumbass Dicka trading a whole draft for Ricky Williams. There he is wearing the dreads. And then he does the ESPN, the magazine, getting married, you know, and Ricky's the bride. Like, we don't get
so cringy
like that anymore.
No, it's way too sterilized now. But we power rank some of our favorite draft cliches. We do that. Chris Russell tells us in 25 minutes whether it's really Jaden Daniels at number two or not for Washington as well. All coming up on BetQL Daily.